You ask questions.
Yes. Okay. So we just ended the UN Big Data Conference, fifth in its row, in Kigali, Rwanda. Ronald, can you explain a bit about the conference? Why the UN decided to host this?
So this is the fifth conference, as you mentioned, right? We've been before in China and Abu Dhabi, in Ireland, and in Bogota. So we've been in basically many parts of the world. And we were very excited this year to go to Africa to show that that also in Africa you can have the big data sources or new data sources to use these for official statistics or for statistics for official purposes, if you like. As you know, we're organized within the United Nations Global Working Group. So this is kind of an official body within the United Nations with country representatives, with representatives of international organizations. And then we have this conference annually to show where we are in terms of projects that are going on around the world and how other countries can benefit from it. And it's actually not only, whereas the main, the core members are statistical officers of this group, we really like to reach out and have academia, private sector, civil society organizations work with us. We are particularly interested to grab expertise on the data science side. So we have statistical knowledge, but we don't have the knowledge in our community directly on data science. Also, working in particular, for instance, with mobile phone data, we need a lot of extra expertise, both from private sector, if it's mobile phone operators, those groups or companies who know about mobile phone data, the regulators, we have to have contacts with them, and so forth. So what we've seen here in this conference, we've done a workshop. I wasn't there, so you were there, so you know how that went. But it shows that on the workshop we are now at a stage where we can not only make people aware of what the possibilities are of mobile phone data, but also to show them how to use it, right? What it is, what are mobile phone data, and how can you actually go from those kinds of CDR or signaling records towards statistics. And I think so. In the workshop, it's great. During the conference itself, we had a session. There, we have to be a bit more brief, a bit more strategic in the way we show it. But I think we showed very well to this relatively large public audience consisting from statistical officers, first of all, of Africa, but also for, beyond Africa, to show them, what mobile phone records are, what you can do with it. You yourself, I think I liked your presentation where you actually really nicely indicated for which kinds of data, for which kind of output statistics you could use CDR and signaling data, like also population estimates, commuting, tourism statistics, migration statistics, and so forth. Then we had other applications. The application in Indonesia. We had, and I'll have to remember myself, we had the regulator from Rwanda there to give their side of the story. And then you might have to help me out.
Lai.
Sorry?
Lai.
Yes, so we had Flowminder there also, or the University of Southampton is actually more appropriate. Yes, who really had this application more on the migration statistics side. So those kinds of applications, I think, was great to see that is possible, and that's the way forward. And it's the way forward not just for developed countries like Estonia, but for any kind of countries and in Africa. I mean, if these days here, we're still in the airport here in Kigali, but these days in Kigali, I've been outside today driving around, everyone has a mobile phone. of course you might have certain segments which do not have a phone, but practically everyone in the society now, also in Africa, has a phone. And even if the coverage of penetration of phones is maybe 80%, that really will give still a very good picture about whatever you would like to do with data, for, especially also now for population estimates, because you can see densities, you can see where a village like Kigali, which is expanding rapidly, I'm sure you could see with mobile phone use how get good estimates about how Kigali is expanding, and that's good for local government, and it's good for national government as well.
So, what was the feedback like from the African NSOs?
They were extremely enthusiastic. So I was really happy. There was a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of energy in the room. Countries see now that it's possible. So we also, from our end, trying to make it feasible for countries by having this cloud technology platform available for testing. So I hope we can do that. That we can. Bring countries in, bring experts in, bring private sector also in there, so that they can look at algorithms, test them together. I mean, I don't expect that we are going to put mobile phone data on the platform, but we might get synthetic data of mobile phone to test, or we can get some algorithms which we can test. And I don't know, maybe we can find some privacy-preserving techniques which might help in testing those kinds of data.
So you're referring to the UN Global Platform?
Yes, the Global Platform, yes. I'm referring to the UN Global Platform.
How does that help African NSOs?
So I think it's three things. It's access to data. So we have a global data set. We have access to expertise. I think that's good. There's a lot of networking going on. And there's access to technology. I think those are three key things which are missing in some of these smaller African countries, offices. And I think the global platform can help. It gives them, I think it really opens doors for them to get access to the latest technologies, to experts, and to global data sets like Earth observation data. But hopefully we can also do this, we can facilitate at least access to mobile phone data.
Okay. Thank any you. Last words? What next steps?
Next step, we're going to continue. We had support from all African countries on this platform. Now we will have other things. We're going to Asia. We will have a workshop there. We will have exposure there in Asia. So we really try to keep this global also, the support for this. And I think it will work. And now I'm going into the plane.
Thank you.